People are still digging themselves out from that snow that fell on Iowa during Thursday evening and all day Friday. The latest road condition report from the Iowa Department of Transportation indicates that many of the roads within northwest Iowa are still covered with snow. Highway 75 is completely covered with snow from Hinton going north. Highway 60 is also completely snow-covered, as is Highway 3 and Highway 10. Highway 12 is listed as normal winter driving conditions from Sioux City heading north to Akron, but at Akron and continuing north through Haywarden, Highway 12 is completely covered with snow. Highway 20 from Sioux City heading east to Mobile is listed as normal winter driving, but at Mobile and heading east to Rockwell City, Highway 20 is listed as completely snow-covered. A tow ban has been issued and is in effect for Lyon, Osceola, Sioux, Plymouth, and Woodbury counties. Iowa DOT trucks are on the roads attempting to clear that snow. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department was called to the scene of a jackknife semi-truck hauling fuel last evening. The incident happened around 9 p.m. on Highway 60. Apparently, when the fuel truck had lost control of its rig, the cab of the truck had spun around and then hit the fuel tanker, causing a rupture and allowing fuel to spill. Firefighters were able to seal that puncture with a putty-type substance. The truck had blocked the northbound lanes of traffic for nearly 45 minutes. The Lamar's Ambulance and the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, along with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, responded to a one-vehicle rollover accident that occurred on Friday afternoon. The accident was reported at around 12:25 p.m. Officials at the scene believe that a small pickup truck had rolled several times and came to a rest in the field. The accident happened on Highway 3 near County Road K-22, or about 8 miles west of Lamar's. Apparently, there was one injured victim who was transported to a Sioux City hospital. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is investigating that accident. Sioux County authorities are investigating a fatal accident that happened on Highway 10, approximately 3 miles east of Alton. The accident occurred Thursday afternoon at around 4:50 p.m. Josiah Gonzalez, age 18, of Granville and formerly of Lamar's, was driving a 2007 Chevrolet Malibu heading westbound on Highway 10 when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the eastbound lane, striking Barry Gallus, age 45, of Remsen. Gallus was driving a 2019 Ford F-250 pickup going eastbound on Highway 10. Both drivers were transported by ambulance from Alton and Orange City to Orange City Area Health System, where Gonzalez was pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. Gallus was treated for minor injuries and released. The former Speaker of the Iowa House, who did not seek re-election in 2020, will be helping the Iowa Republican Party to try to win elections statewide in 2022. Party leaders will be meeting tomorrow and plan to elect Linda Ubmeyer of Clear Lake as the co-chair of the Iowa Republican Party.
I've been engaged in elections and recruiting candidates and doing those kinds of things over the years. And while I still genuinely do not want to be as busy as I was when I was Speaker, I want more time for my family. I also thought, gee, if I can be helpful with my skills and help out Jeff Kaufman, why wouldn't I do that?
Jeff Kaufman has been the chairman of the Iowa Republican Party since June of 2013. Ubmeyer raised $1.5 million for legislative candidates running in 2018, and she says that she's ready to ask donors for money for the party and to recruit candidates to run for office in 2022.
My experience in working with women to recruit more women and people perhaps that hadn't thought about it before, I think I've got a decent track record doing that.
The state party will be involved in high-profile races for governor and U.S. senator in 2022 as Republicans wrestle with what's next after the U.S. Capitol riot in the closing days of Donald Trump's presidency.
What went on in Washington was outrageous, and we absolutely can't tolerate people bursting into the Capitol and creating insecure environments for our elected officials. All of that's just terrible. We now need, in my opinion, to look forward, uniting Americans, finding areas where we can agree. It really seems like something that requires attention now, not later.
Utmeyer, who served 18 years in the Iowa legislature, was the first woman to serve as Speaker of the Iowa House. Utmeyer announced in the fall of 2019 that she was stepping down from that role and would not be seeking re-election. The U.S. House of Representatives have now twice voted to impeach President Donald Trump, with the latest impeachment vote occurring Wednesday afternoon following last week's security breach of the U.S. Capitol building by protesters and rioters. Many House members blame Trump for those riots after he told them to go to the Capitol. With our nation divided along political ideologies, U.S. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley was asked by KLEM News if articles of impeachment may become more of a common occurrence in future years. In other words, would elected officials be likely to turn to impeachment if they disagree with the president?
No. I'd say no. This is just an exception. I think because of the partisanship we're in now. Now, you could say, well, if that partisanship and that partisan divide would continue for the next 10 years, could you have another impeachment of a future president? And I suppose the answer is yes, but I don't expect this partisanship environment we're in now to stay around for a long period of time, because I think so much of it was connected to the dislike of Trump and more emphasis upon the person than on his policies. And I think with his not being president of the United States, that's going to cool down. And not use, in other words, to answer your question, I wouldn't expect impeachment to be a tool to be used like it has been in the last 4 years.
Grassley had shared his comments with KLEM News during an interview Thursday morning. The Delta Dental Foundation of Iowa is again offering grants to schools to replace drinking fountains with stations that have touchless water bottle fillers. Foundation Executive Director Suzanne Huckenlable says that there's a continued need for the modern stations as schools adapt to the pandemic, as schools have shut down regular water fountains. Heckenliable says that they've been working with schools for several years and had restricted the grants to schools that did not have the new water bottle station. She says they are now opening it up to schools that already have one. The foundation is taking grant applications through February 5th. Schools can apply by visiting deltadentalia.com/foundation/grants.